Absolute martinis. And then precisely 7.5 minutes after that, you're going to bring us two more. Then two more after that every 5 minutes until one of us passes out.
And if they focus on anything other than that, it's going to be a problem.
This is the Gregeth and Hooks Show.
That's like a prerequisite to being at this level.
Back to get wrecked. All respect to those who break their neck to keep their...
Welcome back into Gregeth and Hooks on the Lincoln Sports Authority, ESPN FM 101.5 1480. I'm Nick Gregeth, Bill Hooks hanging out at Casa de Gregeth in the garage. We're getting our food cooking. Look like my temp is running pretty well right now. Got some wings on the grill. I'll say it again, if you get an opportunity, all the Hy-Vees have it, but Sparky's, he's a firefighter out of Grand Island, but Sparky, great dude. He does this wing sauce. Mm-hmm. There's regular, and then he's got fire. My suggestion to people, and this is straight from the man, Sparky himself, he said, get the fire, right? You're going to cook the wings with the fire, and then at the end, put some Sweet Baby Ray's on it, so you get that really hot, because it's hot. You get the hot, and then you get that sweet on the back end. And Sweet Baby Ray's, I will say one thing I like about it. I don't like saucy sauce. Like, I like my sauce to kind of... get sticky a little bit and kind of thicken up as it cooks on there, you know, Hooks. Like, you're mm-hmm. you're obviously the chicken king, and I'm just Nick Nick Exotic. You're the chicken king.
Why did we not have that yet?
I know. I don't know how Will hasn't pulled that audio yet off that audio you sent him. I can't remember what the mark is in there, but there's some like guy who's called Nick Exotic Chicken King.
Should I? Please?
Yeah, no, because he cusses. He can't just.
No,
in case.
Just that one part.
Man, you better be careful. But I was mentioning how I like how Sweet Baby Ray's, when you grill it, it actually gets sticky, like it, instead
like
of being
caramelizes.
Yeah,
nice.
Caramelizes. Whereas some sauces you go to some places, you know. It's going to be just liquid all over. You know what I mean? Like my younger brother, who's a doctor in town, and I appreciate everything he's doing right now. Him and his wife are both doctors, and they are working some long hours, I'll tell you. But he's a big, like, saucy wing guy. He likes to be able to pick up his wing and have it, like, dripping off.
No,
that
me.
Is not my world,
not
man.
Me.
I very few places. I will say, just to toss out a compliment, because I'm not that kind of person, I do really like Wings and Rings. They've done a good job with their wings, because theirs is that saucy kind where you take it out of the bowl and it's dripping and all that.
Yep.
And I will say, I really enjoy what they've been doing with their wings. They got some really good sauces over there too. And that's one of the few places I'll go where the sauce drips off of your wings. Yep. I'm a weirdo when it comes to that stuff.
I'm a very clean wing guy. It's either one of those sauces you're talking about where it's like caramelized to the wing,
yes,
or a nice good
dry rub on there.
Oh my gosh,
I did are... I went and got, for if you guys are looking for, and you can order these online, it's out of Texas, but Meat Church is okay. A place that I got introduced to, so I went and ordered through them, and I got it's kind of like a Cajun rub that is, it's really good, and it's interesting. I've never had a rub that does this on wings, but it actually ends up almost like frying the outside
really?
Of the wing as you
Ooh.
Cook it, so it's crispy.
Just a good,
which is, yeah,
oh,
really
good
interesting.
Charred wing, man. Char them up.
Yeah,
nice.
See if you can go check out Meat Church. And then if you're looking for, again, we're always all about supporting local, right? Once upon a time, he was my neighbor right when he first got the company. Outstanding guy. JB Fat Boy or Fat Boy Barbecue and their rubs. I actually used to be neighbors with those guys. They're great, great local people. Live here in town. Everything they do is here in town. And they've got some great rubs. I always recommend, if you like steaks and you want to put some seasoning on your steak, mm-hmm. they've got a great steak rub, and you can put it on burgers, and the burgers taste fantastic mm-hmm. with that stuff. So JB Fat Boy would be one, too. Just to suggest, there's a bunch of different ones, so be looking around, and Hy-Vee's got a great local section for you to
yes,
look
they
at.
Do.
But that's those are two, you know, again, one of them, Meat Church, that I've been trying, and then JB Fat Boy is good stuff, so I definitely recommend that if you get that opportunity. Before we get to the NFL, should we talk about our show and bring in old Willie J here? Will Wilson, are you guys ready to talk about the fourth episode of Tiger King real quick?
Yeah.
Because I got tweets all weekend from people saying, bro, that was crazy. Our listeners are listening in on this thing. They're watching the show.
Oh, it's a good show, man. What did you guys think?
So episode 4 is when I think it starts setting the foundation for the rest of the series and how old Joe Exotic gets himself in trouble.
Yep.
But they basically show you how he hates Karen. Or not Karen, Carol.
Carol.
And she basically is Karen. Carol, and how he wants to take her down, and it is such a bad decision on his part.
Well, it's an awful decision. This really sets him up, and he's becoming that TV, social media personality.
Yes.
He's really driving home the point, because it talks a lot about Carol and what her organization has done socially. Because
right.
They had like 200 million views on YouTube, and she's got millions of followers. And so he's like, oh, I got to get in that world from the product standpoint, from the social media standpoint. And then that really drives episode 5.
Mm-hmm.
And when Mr. Joe Exotic jumps into the political world.
Here's the part, and tell me what you think of this, Will. But what it did was, is he moved away from caring about animals. Animals don't mean anything to him anymore.
Right.
He wants to ruin this woman's world, and this is where he gets scary crazy instead of just like crazy crazy. Like now he's taking out guns and shooting her like a fake thing of her. He's got images of where he's going to like send her poisonous snakes and all this stuff. And this is when you realize, man, this guy is nuts, and I think he would actually try to kill her.
Oh, yeah. No, I think if he had the choice and the option, he would do it point blank. Like, how many times does his employee say he really, really hates that girl?
Yeah, yeah.
Is this the episode when he starts to run for office?
No, that's the next episode. This episode, it's where he dresses up as a bunny rabbit that's all bloody because she had some people who, like, posed in a photo because they killed some rabbits to feed to their animals. And they kill these rabbits, and they're posing with these dead bunnies smiling.
Out in front of her place,
so then he dresses up as a dead rabbit and goes out front of her place with a bunch of people and, like, does all these chants about how she murdered her husband and all this stuff. It's hilarious and crazy.
This is the one when they go into, they actually like get a group and they go into her tiger facility and they like take pictures and videos and I mean some of the photos, I mean you could tell that she wasn't doing much better than what Joe Exotic was
doing. She's full of it. Like she's absolutely full of it. She's a horrible person in my opinion.
And then they go and get in that helicopter and then they fly over her park and then they talk about some of the stuff that Joe was saying, and he was saying stuff like I wanted to throw grenades down on her.
Yes, he's so crazy. It's funny only because he didn't actually do it.
Yes.
But this is also the episode where his TV station lights on fire.
Yes.
Yes.
And all the alligators die and all that. So the two people they think did it is either the producer who...
Rick Kirkman.
Yeah, Kirkman. Or they say it might be Joe himself got someone to run over there and light it on fire and burn it down. What did you guys decide you thought happened?
I think it was Joe.
It points towards that. It can't be the producer. Like, he's producing this show, man. What's he got to hide?
Remember, the producer has all this raw footage of Joe doing things that are illegal, like selling animals, all that kind of stuff that he ends up getting in trouble for eventually. So there's one motive or one thought that he had it all get destroyed. But then on the other hand of it, there was thoughts that what's her name?
Carol.
Carol paid this producer to go burn down his ability to be able to broadcast all this stuff that he's been putting out about her and crazy things, even to the extent that they said that she got a hold of him to offer him like $20,000 to do it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah, Joe was like out of town at a funeral during it, so that's why a lot of people thought it could have been him.
It was too convenient, and is what people were saying.
The other reason why they think Joe did it is because he knew he was going to like get a new building. You know, because they did. They rebuilt the building. Remember,
yeah.
And they got it was an upgrade for sure.
How did you like how he reacted publicly and was like trying to talk him into getting him the building and like, you gonna kill these alligators? And now you gotta mess with me. And he just starts screaming and yelling. His little high pitched voice. Oh my God.
It's just so wacky, man. This is like, you can't make this stuff up.
All right, next episode's going to be a big one because this is where he goes to Crazy Town, and it's an important one because someone dies. Oh, my gosh. It's a big moment in the show. Let's move over now. Well, what time we got here? Let's take one more break, and then we'll come back, and we'll do some NFL before we get out of here. Sound good?
Yep.
All right, let's get to it. Back after this.